This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
You know, let me just give you something, because you saw the banks collapse last week, right? Just to give you a little something there, just a stat. You want a stat that you do? You want to hear a stat that's going to blow your freaking mind away? Are you ready for this? Okay, so you hear FDIC insured, correct? And Janet Yellen was cornered yesterday because Powell kind of screwed up and said, "No, yeah, we're back in the banks." And Janet was, "No. We will decide on what banks to save." And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but basically they will vote on what. And listen, if your bank isn't important enough, which small and medium-sized banks are not important enough, okay, JP Morgan is important to them. Citicorp is important to them. Bank of America is important to them. Chase is important to them. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that are important to them. So FDIC insured, you hear about that, right? Did you know that the FDIC has somewhere in the neighborhood of $125 billion in order to protect consumers? Do you know how much there's deposited? They have $125 billion, take or give a billion or two. Might be 120, might be 130. Do you know how much they're protecting? $9.5 trillion. $9.5 trillion. Do your homework. Understand what's going on here. I'm just saying. And you know what? Bitcoin went on a dip and then bounced right back. Right back. And it went back to 28,000. It's right at 28,000 again. It went up to 28,500. I'm thinking, wow, is it going to push to 29 already in the midst of all this crap? And eventually people will figure out, and they'll figure out that their money is dying. Okay? I mean, since 2020, when the pandemic started, we have printed more than half of the money that we ever had in circulation. And how do you think they're saving all these banks now that just happened? They're printing trillions more now. Whatever. But it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous what's going on. It's a real shame. And most people won't know about it until it hits them right in the face. And a lot of people are going to end up losing their money, period, in banks, because it's not all insured and will not be insured, and they will not just open up the printer and print that many trillion. They're not. They're going to let banks go, except for a couple of the big ones. That's who they're going to save. So that's why a lot of people are moving all their money out of smaller and mid-sized banks, and they're going over to Chase and Bank of America and Citibank and all that kind of stuff. And this is happening all over the place.